Yankees, you know. They come down, they eat, and they like to kill all of them. And I can't remember how it tastes, but I always knew not to ever eat a tongue nut.
It tasted all right, though.
Well, we ate them.
I know you ate them.
So, but it made us deathly sick. It was more or less like a walnut. It looked like a walnut. When you hold it out, it was kind of oily. And being hungry, you never thought nothing about the taste until you done swallowed it. We eat what we wanted of it. If it didn't taste too well, we'd eat just a little of it and let it go. But it made us all deathly sick.
What kind of melons did you raise?
Well, we didn't raise too many melons. We in the garden, once in a while we'd plant a few hills, we'd have what we call a mush melon. Some call them cantaloupes, and we call them mush melons. And we had a few hills of watermelons.
Yeah.
That's about all.
Is that yellow meat melon?
Well, I have eaten yellow meat, but never did raise any. But they are sweeter, really, than the red meat melons.
Good
melon.
I had one, I guess, 5 months ago, the first time I heard people talk about it a long time. What about other things that you grow on
a
vine? We could make a jack-o'-lantern out of it.
We'd make it out of an old pumpkin. We grow pumpkins, yeah. Pull them things out, cut the top off, and core them out, and open them up, and put a candle in there, and you'd have a jack-o'-lantern. Set the top back on. Halloween, we use them.
Yellow crookneck vegetable.
Do what?
Yellow crookneck vegetable.
Oh, the old gourd? Not the vegetable, they didn't eat a gourd. You had a squash, some of them was hook neck, but we raised a squash that was like a flying saucer.
Oh, yeah, the white.
Yeah. That's a good term for it because it looks similar to it, doesn't it?
That's exactly
what it
was.
Right.
What about things that would come up in a field after rain and damp?
Mushrooms. Now, old Darson never touching them, but we had a bunch of old French people that knew the good from the bad. And they knew how to cook them, and they were good. And we learned then how to separate them, but I couldn't tell you now. I'm afraid to fool with them.
You daren't eat it, huh?
No, I won't eat them, because most of them are poison.
What do you call the ones that
the
big
toadstool.
What kind of bird was it that would, they say, would come around your house when there was a death in the family?
The dove, and I've heard people actually say it happened. They'd fly in the window when the death. Some would tell that.
What about the one that would come around and make noises around your house?
Well, I had them. For 3 years in a row, I'd work at night. I had an old mockingbird in a tree inside of my house, and that thing, he'd wake me up every morning at the crack of day. I wanted to kill the mocker, but the wife wouldn't let me. He'd break me up, you know, too early.
Yeah. Have you got an owl, kind of like an owl will do that?
Do what now?
What different types of owls you got?
Well, you call them a hoot owl or screech owl. I had an old boy friend lived out in the woods. And he was a young kid, but he got up and he'd come play with us at night. He'd have to go run through the woods to get to his house on the creek. He'd come in there one night, running through that little path, and he heard somebody say, he said, J.D. Penton, and he said he struck out like a streak of light, and it scared him. But it sounded just like, who are you?